Well, hello there. It's springtime and it just needs to happen. I have to record another episode of Impact. Why? Because it's springtime. Now, I don't know if you can hear me really good, but I am in my car. And the reason why I'm in my car is because I had scheduled to do this episode today and some unexpected stuff happened, which is the usual case for me. Just when I think that I've got everything just scheduled just right and perfect, then all of a sudden something happens and somebody needs something, and bam, here I am running errands on a work day. But that's okay because I literally start at 4 a.m. anyway. So there's always time for everything when you start at 4 a.m. Did I happen to mention that? Yeah, I know. It seems like a really long day, but honestly, it's really cool. And if you are an early riser like I am, you definitely know the power that you can harness by having a very early work day. Not only do you have time for naps, but you can get exercise in, and you can cook, and you can do errands, especially when they are just spur of the moment things that pop up during the work day. Yeah, I know. Well, it's lunch. And what else should I do except grab a cup of coffee, have a little bite to eat, may as well go out, get some fresh air. It is beautiful here in Canada. Oh my goodness, it is so gorgeous. I can't even tell you how pretty it is. I literally am kind of jonesing right now because in order to record this, I have to keep my windows open or closed, and I really want to open them because it's like 46 degrees and it is sunny and just so nice. All I want to do is get outside and walk, but that's okay. We'll save that for later because the dogs are waiting for me by the door for when I get home. And they are so cute. Did I happen to say I have two huskies now? It's been a year and they are amazing. I absolutely love them. And they are so cool. I mean, my gosh, why did I not know this about huskies? Why did I not know how great these dogs were? I've spent every single day training them and my exercise program, even in winter when it was snowing, by the way, which was incredibly beautiful. We would go out and walk for at least 3 to 4 to 5 miles, even since they were puppies. And I used that time to train them as well as get some exercise for myself. And I've never embraced winter in that way. I mean, I've been on ski trips and I've been on snow rides and all kinds of stuff in the winter, but going out on a daily basis for a long hike is something I've never really done. And I was curious if I actually thought I could do it, if it was going to be too cold or if I was going to have to come up with some indoor activities for them. But you know what? It was amazing. There were days, literally, when we were just out in these beautiful surroundings with gorgeous Canadian trees and just lots and lots of land and these vast, beautiful open parks. And it was just snow flurries were literally coming down around us and it looked like gold. I mean, they were glistening like you wouldn't believe in the sunlight. And it was the most beautiful thing I have ever experienced. Something that I never got skiing, and I don't really know why. I mean, I've been skiing when there were snow flurries, but typically there's low visibility when it starts to flurry. And it was never really this kind of beauty. Being out with these dogs in snow was just the best experience for me. And it was a journey that I was so lucky to take, especially during COVID and everything that was going on. I swear they saved my life. They got me out of the house. I wasn't working 24/7 like I normally get into that pattern and burn myself out. And they just made sure that I got my body back in shape, which really needed to happen because by then I had already been through almost 2 years of lockdown here in Canada from COVID. I mean, on and off, we really didn't have a lot to do. A lot of things were closed. Most everything was takeout. So you pretty much did everything in your house from movies, which, by the way, I have like every subscription known to man. I mean, it's like Netflix, Amazon Prime, the Crave, their HBO, like anything I could find with movies on it just to keep myself entertained when I wasn't working and just to get a little break from work too. Because you know how it is. You slide into that work zone, and before you know it, you literally are going insane because you can only do one task for so long. Luckily, my job is very creative and I happen to really love my job. But at the same time, in order to stay fresh and really have those great ideas, you do have to have these mental breaks. And I'm not talking about a mental breakdown either. So speaking of mental burnout, or maybe even a mental breakdown, no, not really that bad, right? I mean, like, is anything really that bad, guys? I mean, I know we've all been through a lot of struggles. There's certainly a lot going on in all of our lives, but when it comes down to it, are you really just burned out, or are you seriously having a mental alert? I don't think so. I mean, honestly, I have had many, many times at my level of work and my level of focus and drive and determination that I set on myself, by the way, I have many, many times felt like, okay, am I seriously burning out here? What do I need to do? What can I do? And when can I take those steps? I have challenged that many, many times, and you get good at it after all these years. But when you're first starting out, of course you're going to work too hard. And if you have lofty goals, which most of you guys do, you certainly are going to suffer the burnout every once in a while. But I find that these days, like this right now, where I have to go out to the store, I have to go get some stuff. Like, my mom needs some things, so I have to help her out and go get them and make sure that they're there for her, right? And that she has that kind of care. So I kind of think when these things come up and I have to do these things, that that's like my opportunity to take a little bit of a break and to just think about what's going on or reevaluate. You know, like, I use those times, those moments out with the dogs that I get every day, by the way, and they make me get them every single day, even in the rain, which is fun, actually. I actually like it, but that's just me. I think I spent so much time in Florida, I got used to walking in the rain, and it just doesn't bother me. A good raincoat, and I'm all set. In fact, it's kind of refreshing. So, in any case, getting back to burnout, if you feel like from day to day things are routine or they're the same, and you're starting to struggle, and you feel like, oh my God, I'm so gonna burn out if I don't stop and get some rest, then by all means, just stop and get some rest. Sometimes a nap really helps. Like, I drink a cup of coffee, take a 20-minute nap. By the time the coffee goes in, I'm ready to wake up, and I feel really good. Like, the whole day is reset. In fact, if you start work at 4 a.m., like I do, then that nap, even if it's at 5, really does come in handy. It resets your brain. And maybe we should just do a whole episode on the power of a nap to reset your brain, recharge your batteries, and give you like the best inspired ideas. I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I just got my car washed, so honestly, I'm feeling renewed and refreshed. In any case, I wanted to jump on and just tell you that if you are feeling burned out, or you're feeling a little bit like spring has come and you need to sprung, you really need to get out, then I highly recommend you grab your little dog, you grab your significant other, or just grab yourself and a great pair of shoes and get out of the house and go for a walk every single day. Put on the headphones, listen to some great new music. I have a playlist if you want to check it out at The 100 at AVA Live Radio. Or just listen to my podcast. Just do something fun, something you enjoy, because that really makes a difference. But get out and get walking. It's that exercise, you know, and that physical activity that generates all the goodness that you hear in my voice every day, that you hear in my mental state every day. And believe me, I'm struggling just like the rest of us. I'm struggling just like you are. Every single day is a challenge. Every day I wake up and I have to make choices, and they're hard choices. Some days they're not as hard as others, but most of the time, especially when you're looking after someone full time and working full time and have goals and all kinds of stuff going on, all kinds of balls in the air, there is that chance that you're going to burn out. And you need people on your side to tell you, hey, you're doing good. You are, like, you know, reinforcing that positive energy. You just kind of need some tips and tricks to be able to get your body in line with that, you know, because sometimes it's not always about just sitting down, having a cup of coffee with somebody and having them tell you that. Sometimes you have to work something into your daily routine that is actually going to become a coping mechanism. Now, I'm telling you this because you're going to say, I don't have time to go walk, or I don't have time to do this. Believe me, I'm sitting in a car outside of a supermarket right now, and a just done 4 other errands, and I still have time to work a full-time schedule today, take care of my mom, get some exercise, and also make this podcast episode. And then tonight I'm going to be on YouTube. Did I tell you about the channel? I'm doing YouTube music reviews on AVA Live Radio, and we just hit 200,000 views today. And I'm getting in subscribers every single day. It's been amazing and such a great experience. But that's another episode entirely, and I will be sure to jump back on and let you know about it. Getting back to burnout one more time as I digress. But you know what? Wasn't this fun to just have a chat and talk and just hang out? I thought it was a good time. I really enjoyed it. I feel mentally like inspired, and I feel kind of calm and relaxed at the same time because I just got to chat with you for a little bit. But I'm sharing this with you because I face burnout so often. But the thing that has made the hugest difference in my life are those walks, the times with my dogs, and these little moments that I think are a pain in the butt, or I think are an inconvenience, or that are dragging me away from something more important. But actually, they're not, because this is the most important thing in order for me to be at my best for the other things. And that's, I think, what we have to do when we want to be successful. We want to stay focused for long periods of time. When you're on that long game, you have to have a short game as well. And part of my short game is embracing these moments that I never really expected to happen. All right, guys, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't burn out. And when you are, just remember my words. Take some time and just embrace these little moments that may feel like they're piling on top of you for burnout, but they are these opportunities to put your headphones in, get a little podcast in, just relax, think about some fresh ideas, or just meditate. And there's all kinds of stuff on Spotify and YouTube to accompany you wherever you want to get it. So whatever you feel like doing, indulge, even if it's for 5, 10 minutes while you're waiting in line, thinking about how rushed you are if you're in the car and you're feeling like, oh my God, the traffic is so much, I'm stressing out. Use that time for this. Use that time for yourself. And you'll start like, wow, I'm really excited to be stuck in the car right now because I just got this time back. And now I feel refreshed to go to my next thing. And that is how I do it, baby.